This podcast is sponsored by Runway, air traffic control for your mobile releases. Put your releases on autopilot. Runway will shepherd your release from kickoff to submission to release with no manual intervention. A single source of truth for your releases. Runway integrates with your favorite tools for a bird's eye view over release progress and blockers. Make your releases collaborative. Get a rich, contextualized release runbook that makes capturing responsibilities and tracking tasks crystal clear. Get more control on your releases on App Store and Play Store. Point your browser to runway.team. Thank you for sponsoring my podcast. I'm also revamping my newsletter. Check it out, appforce1.net to sign up. You can also find a sign-up link on my Twitter profile. Hi, and welcome to the 8th episode of my AppForce One podcast. My name is Jeroen Leenens. I've been developing iOS apps for 8 years and been running the Dutch GoCats for over 7 years. If you are an iOS app developer, you should listen to my podcast because it will keep you updated on interesting articles, conferences and events you might not have heard about. In this episode, I'm going to talk about Mac instances are now available on Amazon EC2, reducing the memory footprint when using UI image, app launch time, 7 tips to increase performance, observing combined publishers in Swift UI views, the lifecycle and semantics of a Swift UI view, understanding the limited photo library in iOS 14, and implementing loading and shimmering with diffable data sources. Furthermore, there are some community updates I want to mention. Danny Walsh has released his new book. Vincent is trying to reach 1,000 followers on his YouTube channel, and he's almost there. There's also an update on CocoaHeads NL. They have a nice update and a few great announcements to make. In the Coaching for Free section, I will talk about how you can welcome new developers and junior developers on your team and how you can best help them onboard on your project. Please follow me on Twitter at AppForce1. Also, subscribe to my newsletter. You can do that at appforce1.net. If you have any feedback, please let me know through any channel that you have available to get in touch with me. Also, if you want to send me a voicemail and have your voice on my podcast, please send me a message through speakpipe.com/appforce1. Donny Walsh has made his book on core data available for pre-order on his website. If you are looking for a great book on core data, I expect Donny's book to be a great read. If you have not ordered his book yet, please use the link in my show notes because it will let Donny know that I've sent you and you will also help support my podcast. If you want to get a taste of Donny's writing style, have a look at his article on his website on observing the result of saving a background managed object context with Combine. I think you'll enjoy it. Okay, now we got that sorted, let's get started. On December 1, Apple has announced that Mac instances for EC2 are now available from Amazon Web Services. I think this is great news because it's a cheap option to allow you to run your continuous integration on cloud-hosted hardware, so you don't have to manage all the stuff yourself anymore. Swift Senpai has a nice article on how you can use UI image and reduce the memory footprint. Basically, it boils down to if you're using images in your app, your memory usage can spike, and this is most likely due to using unoptimized images for the size that you want to display the images. In his article, Lee talks about how you can rescale the images to better line up with the actual display size that you're using. By doing this, you can reduce the memory footprint of your app significantly. Antoine van der Lee has been optimizing the launch performance of the Collect app from WeTransfer. Based on his experiences, he has written an article with 7 tips that you can use on your app. App launch performance is important because it is the initial impression that the end user will get from your app. So definitely have a look at this and get your app to launch really quick. I have not one but 2 articles from the Swift by Sundell website. The first one is Observing Combined Publishers in Swift UI Views. The second one is The Lifecycle and Semantics of a Swift UI View. Both are very good articles. Definitely have a read, and I'll leave it to John to actually explain what he's talking about in these 2 articles. Andy talks about understanding the limited photo library in iOS 14. In iOS 14, new APIs become available by Apple that allows you to select a picture from the end user's photo library without needing access to the entire photo library. So the entire UX and UI is provided by Apple, and the end user only supplies a single photo to your app. It has a number of benefits, especially for the privacy of the end user, and what Andy argues is that you should definitely consider using this option of getting photos from the end user. It's a good read and it has some well thought out ideas whether or not you should actually take this approach. Philip is showing a lot of love for diffable data sources. In his article about implementing loading in Shimmer with diffable data sources, he talks about how you can actually get this nice effect within your table view. Now some community updates. Vincent Pradelis, I hope I pronounced it right, is working hard to get to 1,000 subscribers on his YouTube channel. Definitely have a look at his channel because he's presenting nice videos about Swift and Swift-related topics. At the time of recording, he was at 959 subscribers on his YouTube channel. CocoaXNL has some nice updates as well. They recently signed two new sponsors, Achmea, a big insurance company in the Netherlands, and NS, the Dutch Railways. With the help of these sponsors, they will be able to organize their community activities in 2021. They're also looking into organizing DoIOS conference again in 2021. Have a look at their websites and sign up for the newsletters to stay updated on any news on these two great initiatives. Please be aware that CocoaXNL is a non-profit registered in the Netherlands and that all income that they receive flows back directly into the community. And now the final section of my podcast episode, Coaching for Free. When somebody starts on your company, project or team, most likely they're working hard to come to grips with the new environment. And there's a lot of stuff that you can actually do for this person, but the single most important thing that you should do is make yourself available to these people. Talk to them, guide them, provide them with insights and documentation references, and most of all, make sure to check in regularly. On Twitter, I had a small discussion on onboarding new people on a project or team, and the single most recommended thing you should do for a new person on your team is to actually just get them to fix some bugs on your codebase. Fixing bugs on the codebase is a nice way to get introduced with the codebase and have some talking points with the new colleagues. Pay attention to new people on your project and make sure that they feel welcome and that they can actually succeed in your environment. All right, and that's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. It's a bit on the shorter side, but that's because I have a lot of editing to do this week. Later this week, I will publish my episode with Alan Shapiro. I will also do the editing for my next week's episode with Paul Hudson. And on Thursday, I will also be recording with Powell. And of course, next week on Tuesday, my regular episode again. So, busy, but providing good content. If there's any feedback that you want to give me, please reach out on Twitter at AppForce1. Also, consider signing up for my newsletter on my website, appforce1.net. I was unable to include Donny's Monday morning tweet due to time constraints, but definitely have a look at his tweet yourself. Once I have an update on my book, Being a Lead Developer, I will make sure to mention it in one of my next episodes. Talk to you next week. Lead Developer, best practices and tips for lead software developers. PDF, MOBI and EPUB format. appforce1.net/lead developer. All one word.